This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
39HAY Mobile.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
MEY, listening.
CMN Network, MI3.
K9TJD, clear.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network. 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
The LPCARC net will start in 3 minutes. CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970 W9LY, VHF, FM analog, and now All Star connected. Which is connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPCARC DMR Talk Group. And it is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on a 160-foot concrete tower. 46.610K9JSI, VHF FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. And last but not least, we have the 441.950W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM wires X connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. And that repeater is in California, hopefully getting worked on. They said they would have an estimate for me today, but they did not contact me, so I will be contacting them tomorrow. So hopefully we'll be back up at wires X within the month. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. If you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. And make sure you choose the right one, because I think there's a net in Texas or somewhere like that that's LCARC, I think, so it's very similar. We use this logger to log the check-ins, of course, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. They like to share pictures and somebody's talking about a specific subject and there's a link, they'll share the link on there, so it's quite useful. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program. It is free for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. Again, it's free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic, question, the radio and antenna you're currently operating, or if you just want a radio check, that's okay too. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for control. And you can do that at any time during the net. And as usual, for the check-in portion of the net, I will take club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live as I have it at that time. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. Well, that little break wasn't quite long enough for the whiskey sip. All right, here we go. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Well, looks like I'm all by myself when it comes to the officers. And for anybody that's listening don't know, I'm the club treasurer. But nobody cares. But that's okay. Any club officers, please call now. All right, that's it for club officers. Mobile or short-time stations, mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
Kilo Echo 9 Delta Quebec Sierra, KE9 DQS, Todd in Northeast Morgan County coming in on All-Star Link. Short time, no traffic.
KD9HAY, Hayden, Michigan City, short time.
Okay, we got KE89HAY. I know you said no traffic there, Todd, KE9DQS. Do you have anything for the net? Wondering, I didn't catch where you were coming from exactly, so if you could repeat that for me, please.
Copy that, KE9DQS. My QTH is northeast Morgan County, just southwest of Indy. So like I said, an all-star link, though, I'd try and pop in.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for checking us out and taking a listen to the net here. This is more of a informal net. We like to chat a little bit, check our radios, make sure they're working, that kind of thing. So we do appreciate you checking in from Morgan County there, and that sounded really good through the All-Star Link. So check in anytime, use a repeater anytime. Thanks again for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Let's see. Now we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY. No, nothing too much for the net tonight. But just a reminder for all the guys tonight that you're running out of time before Valentine's Day. They want to run the store and pick something up. But other than that, thanks for taking the net tonight, Kurt, and hope everyone's having a good weekend. Good night, 73, 89 AJY.
Okay, Hayden. Yep, that's good advice for sure. Don't want to be in a doghouse first thing of the year. Or if you are in a doghouse, might be a good way to get out of the doghouse. And I wasn't sure if I was going to do the net tonight. I wasn't feeling too good at work today. And came home. Sat down for a little while, tried to take a nap. That didn't work because I had four Valfang minis that came in today, and I had to test one out. And man, those things are small. But work well. Seems to work well for the 5 minutes that I checked it out. And then I started feeling a little bit better, and now I got some whiskey here, and that's going to make everything all better. at least for a little while. All right, Hayden, thank you for checking in. Drive careful out there tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Any other mobile or short time stations, please call now.
This is N90KA.
All right, we got KA8UGB and N90KA, which is weird that you're checking in on short time. You must have plans tonight, Mike. But we'll start with Tony, KA8UGB. Do you have anything for the net?
I'm here. I don't have much. I just remembered what time it was and what day it was. I thought, hey, I might actually get checked in. We're coming to you live currently on 122, I don't know if it was east or southbound. Anyhow, I'm in Middletown, Ohio. And, well, we're here for the duration, at least overnight. And I've got to go do some things. And, I'm going to get on until noon, and then I'm headed back up to the hometown. And because of this, they're not going to get... Yeah, no one's going to get me on Friday. I've got things to prepare for Valentine's Day. We've got a special treat planned at the church house. We're going to be having a dinner served in our sanctuary, and we'll have a really nice service and a nice meal. Well, we'll see. It's the first time we've done something like this on Valentine's Day. We're trying not to make it a Hallmark day. But anyhow, thanks for ringing us in. We'll be riding along here probably for, well, 15 minutes, if not less, if I can find a place to lay my head down here. I haven't found a hotel yet. KAHUGD Mobile.
All right, Tony, very good. You must be coming in through remote hams, correct, through your home station?
No, I'm on someone else's. I'm on KC9TWX remote.
Okay, well, same difference. All right, Tony, well, you drive careful out there. Hopefully you find somewhere to rest your head for the night, and thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Now we're down to Mike in 90KA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
No, not really. And I did jump the gun checking in on short time. I'll be here for a while. N9OKA, back to that control.
Oh no, you already committed. You're short time now. Just kidding. I figured you probably jumped the gun, but that's okay. We'll take you anytime, Mike. We don't mind. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and I'm sure we'll hear from you before the net's over. Any other, we'll call one more time for mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
WB91. Kilo Echo Niner, Echo Quebec from Romeo, KE9EQR. This is Chris West from Michigan City. No traffic, just checking in.
Okay, we got two in there. WB9YPA coming from 220 there on the All-Star. And since it was All-Star, I could also hear Chris there, KE9EQR. All right, so WB9YPA, did I type him in there? Yep, there he is. My screen did not scroll. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yes, I have a question. Does anybody know if PCM is superior to MP3 or MPEG format, audio only? Would anyone have an answer to that?
Oh boy, that's a long one. I do not have an answer to that. So after the advertisement here that I'm talking over right now, does anybody have an answer to Mike's question? Is PCM better or worse or similar or same as, I think you said MP3 or anything of the like? an answer for Mike or can help him. Mike, go ahead and repeat that question.
Yes, typically, yeah, keeping bandwidth the same, like if you were trying to feed audio over the internet, would the PCM audio format be superior to any of the MPEG formats? You know, given same bandwidth and that, you know, as far as audio fidelity.
Well, like I said, I don't have an answer to that, but I bet you ChatGPT does. I can't type that fast, but maybe before the end of the net I can get you that answer there, Mike, through ChatGPT. If you ever play with ChatGPT, it's a good place to ask questions like that.
I'll try browsing around. I've not used ChatGPT, and I don't trust it. I think sometimes it'll lie. I just don't trust it. Find an answer for that.
Well, that's good. Linked into them I think, or some sort of announcement. Because, yeah, I don't know if it says net or if it says link. You know, like, I don't know what the first word is. I can't make it out. It's like two words and ends in link. But, and to add to your question, the format PCM is the highest very large file size, MP3 128 kilobytes, noticeably lower fidelity, small file size, MP3 320 kilobytes. Fidelity is very close to PCM for most people. File size is much smaller, so add a little bit there to it. But yes, to answer your second question about the announcement, yeah, something coming through the Michigan link.
Or Echo Link or something to that effect. Okay. All right. Hey, very good. Thank you.
Well, no problem at all. That's what we're here for. You don't necessarily have to have anything that pertains to the net. Just any questions, if we can answer, we will. Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next, we have Chris. And, Chris, it's customary for me when somebody says they have no traffic, I still ask. If you took off, that's fine. If you don't want to answer me back, that's fine too. But I always ask, do you have anything for the net? So KE9EQR, Chris, do you have anything for the net?
No, just happy to be here first time. Appreciate everyone and happy to be learning here. So getting into this new hobby and enjoying it. So appreciate all the time and keep up the good work, and we will talk to you guys later. KE9EQR out.
Okay, Chris. Well, I assume you're talking on that bow thing, and it sounds really good. You're getting into the repeater nice and strong, and I would guess you're probably running full power. That's typically what everybody does in the beginning. But to conserve battery life, you could probably cut back on the power because you're full gliding. Sounds like you're on a base station. So real quick before I let you go, are you on that Baofeng handheld?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly right. I put the 2-foot whip antenna on and doing pretty good. So I appreciate the feedback and definitely will cut back on some power.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to, only if you want to conserve battery and keep your hand cool. You start getting into some long conversations, those radios, all radios, handheld radios on 5 watts tend to get quite warm. So so any chance you can turn the power down just helps your hand and makes the battery life last a lot longer. So, all right, Chris, well, thank you for checking in. First time, for anybody that doesn't know, Chris just got his ham radio license. He's a brand new ham radio operator. As of what I think he said 2 weeks ago, he came to our club meeting on Monday. So, and I work with him. Didn't even realize it was him when he emailed me, paying club dues. I didn't put the name. Just didn't click. So then when I seen him at the meeting, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, and Hayden, KD9HAY, just put in there, Chris, you're also on ham.live. He says you're about 500 feet away, so you guys are neighbors. Hayden is a great resource, so if you need anything, he can definitely help you.
That's great to know. Appreciate the support, and definitely look forward to speaking with everybody. KE9EQR out.
All right, Chris, we'll let you go, and thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week, and don't be a stranger. Jump in to whatever repeater that we have here. I mean, really any repeater in the area. You can talk on anytime you want, as long as you want. I don't think anybody complained. So congratulations on your license, and look forward to many, many more talks on the radio. All right. I think that completes the mobile and shore time stations. And so now we're going to go through the ham.live list as I currently have it, which is only a couple because everybody's checked in already. Top on the list is Bob and 9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Kurt. was thinking about last week. Anyhow, Mike did an absolute excellent job for the net. Anyhow, nothing for the net. Just want to say 73 and hi to everybody and a little humor. My wife just happened to walk by when Hayden was making the announcement about Valentine's Day. He says, oh, how nice you guys remind each other. Hi, hi. So with that said, turn it back to you, Kurt. It's nice hearing you again, and we'll be talking to you in 9-R-O-1.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, we're going to have Hayden start reminding us about anniversaries, too. that might win some brownie points for us anyway, but the ones that don't remember. But, yeah. All right, Bob, well, thank you for checking in, and I second your statement about Mike doing the net. He did an excellent job, and I appreciate him jumping in for me like he did while I was out of town. So he says he's going to do it next week, and Mike, if you're listening, if things change and you can't do it, just let me know. Not a big deal at all. So he wanted to skip a week before doing it again. Can't say that I blame him. All right, Bob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the ham.live list, we have KA9OVO. Chris, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening. No, I don't have anything to add. Just wanted to say hi, and we'll see you guys at the ham fest. KA9OVO.
Okay, Chris, yeah, look forward to seeing you there. It's coming up fast, man. It'll be here before we know it, that's for sure. We're starting to get some things tied up, you know, squared away and finished, you know, get the tickets on order. They should be in any day now, and just got a hand stamper because it was mentioned at the meeting. At first, I was another club member also said that, hey, you can get them here for real cheap. I went ahead and ordered one, but anyway, yeah, it's coming. So look forward to seeing you there, Chris. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Oh, we got another one here that's snuck in at the bottom. KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. KI9E. Checking in.
Okay, Jim. Well, thank you for checking in. I can't remember if that's your first time on ham.live or not.
It's been a while. I tried it some time ago. Figured I'd get it and see how it works again. But just a quick reminder, the new 60-meter rules take effect this Friday, the 13th. The new frequency allocation rules for 60 meters will be going into effect.
Okay, Jim. Well, thank you for that reminder. New 60-meter rules go in effect this Friday. And I got to keep clearing my throat. My apologies. But since you're on ham.live there, Jim, I don't know if you have like an article on your screen that you could share the link on ham.live. I've never done that, but I don't think it's very difficult, but you don't have to. But I guess that chat area on ham.live has been drastically improved from what it used to be, so the links and everything seem to pop up a little bit better, but and the chat is just better all around. But Jim, thank you for keeping us on that kind of stuff. We kind of look to you for that. You seem to be pretty good at it, so we'll let you continue. Jim, thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. This is AC9HO Net Control. That completes my ham.live list as I currently have it. We will now take check-ins from general anywhere. Please call now.
Kilo Charlie Zero Foxtrot November Echo Mike and Mishawaka.
November 9, Yankee Oscar uniform, Ryan South Bend, coming through the 220 All-Star.
KC9NAP, Kilo Charlie 9, November Alpha Papa, Jeff, North Liberty, no traffic.
Got KC0FNE and 9YLU and KC9NAP, and just for anybody on ham.life, Jim did share that link for the 60-meter new rules taking effect on Friday. KC0FNE, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Good evening to the net. No, really don't have anything for tonight. Waiting for next week for it to warm up in the 40s and 50s. Other than that, that's all I've got.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am looking forward to that. And you all can thank me because I finally got off my rear and got my plow truck in the garage and started working on it, which means now we won't get any more snow. You are welcome, because I'll fix it. It'll be ready to go, and I won't need it the rest of the year. You are welcome. Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for doing the net. And yeah, thanks for bringing your working on your truck. So hopefully we won't get any more snow. Especially Saturday of the Ham Fest. Hopefully we won't get any. But not much here. Just hoping everybody's having a good week so far. And just want to say hi to everybody. And looking forward to the Ham Fest and to see everybody there. So. And, yeah, I just glad you got my text there, yesterday or today. Heck, I can't remember when I texted you anyways. But, anyways, we'll send it back to Kurt, and we'll send it back to Kurt and on YOU.
Okay, Brian. Yep. And I still didn't call. Can you believe that? I was pretty under the weather today. I was surprised. I was actually considering seeing if Rich or Mike did the net tonight, but I knew Mike didn't want to. So, but some reason when I got home and relaxed for a little bit and played with a Baofeng Mini, that must have made me feel better too. I don't know. I just started feeling a little bit better. So here we are. But yep, wouldn't it be great if it was a 50 degree and sunny day, the day of the Ham Fest? That's probably wishful thinking, but that's what we're gonna tell ourselves. But Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And KC9NAP, I know, Jeff, you said no traffic, but if you're still there, do you have anything for the net?
You know what? I actually do, real quick. Last year, I don't know, you guys were talking about having another building at the Ham Fest. What's that all about? Can you advise?
Yes, sir, we do. We are going to have the second building as an overflow. If we don't need it as an overflow, we're going to use it for testing. That way it's a quieter environment for anybody wanting to take their ham radio license test.
Very good. Okay, I was curious about that. I think Richard told me about that one. Well, it's been a while. I haven't even heard Rich out here. I'm not sure if Rich is even a ham operator anymore, is he? You never hear him.
You just got to catch him at the right times. Usually after work at about 3, 3.30, maybe 4 o'clock, somewhere in there he'll jump on. I think Wednesday nights he has some sort of appointment that he has to go to, which should be ending here soon, I thought. I know at one time it was bowling. He was on a bowling league, so I'm not sure what he's got going on Wednesday nights, but yeah. Yeah. But see, that's why I always ask if anybody has anything for the net, even when they say no traffic, because you never know. You might think of something. So, yeah, back to you, Jeff, for anything else you might have.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was just curious about that. There's some other people talking about that the other day, and I go, well, I remember Rich talking about that. But anyways, he answered my question. I appreciate it. And thank you very much. KC9NAP, clear.
Okay, Jeff, very good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, we'll call for more general check-ins. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Anybody anywhere?
N9GSN, report Indiana.
KF9WW, Alpha.
N9OK8, comment.
ESN, Paul, we got KF9WW, Mike, and Mike, you actually went over somebody else. That's surprising. Your system, your antennas and everything are working very well from Valpo there. So the other, I heard you in there too, N9OKA, station that that I did not call. Please try again.
It's another Mike. Alpha Delta 9, Golf Yankee, Mike in Monterey.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Well, that was the clearest I've ever heard that. CMM Network, MI3. Okay. Anything like MI6? I don't know. Anyway, got you in there, 89GY, you know, and I had a comment, and I forgot where you were. Where are you?
I'm in Ray.
That's right, Monterey. Okay. sometimes your first, second, or two audio isn't there, but you know what I think's happening, Bob? Bob made a comment on ham.live that sometimes my audio isn't there. I think my internet's hiccuping up because, as a lot of you know, I'm using a Flex radio, which is connected to, you know, I'm using a Maestro in my house, but the radio that's connected to the antenna is out in my garage. So I'm connected via hardwire. But I think it's hiccuping, and it started last week because I didn't do the net, but the week before that, and I see tonight it's doing it kind of bad too. So my apologies for that. If my audio cuts out, if you need me to repeat myself, just let me know. All right, sorry, back to the net. N9VSN and KF9WW and 89GY. N9VSN, Paul, do you have anything for the net?
No, sir. No traffic here. Located next to the port's finest, and there's no traffic except around Indiana Avenue. It was a little joke. Anyway, back to net control and NDSN.
Well, considering I drive by there twice a day, minimum, yeah, there is a little bit of traffic right there. So, sounding good tonight, Paul. Are you still that old ICOM HD?
Absolutely. Yeah. As long as it's working, you know what they say. No need to fix it. So I'll keep trucking away with it. And in the meantime, I've got a Beifong I haven't figured out yet. Baofong, however you pronounce it. But we'll get it up and running one day. Anyway, back over to you and NDSN.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, like you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's working well. I just had to ask because you never know. You might have got something new. So I like to know when people get something new. It's kind of interesting. Everybody likes to know, what radio are you running? So, nope, that ICOM's working great for you. Sounds good. Good audio into the repeater, nice and strong. Seems like the more you use it, the better it gets. So, Paul, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the Met?
KF9WW. Good afternoon, Kurt, or good early evening to everyone on the net. Just to let you know on the project that we've been discussing, I've managed to now acquire a Windows laptop, a monitor. I'm going to pick up a second Fusion radio. I haven't found what particular one I want yet, unless I find a used one. And have probably the necessary area to place the to bring the modem in from the other room into the radio room, and that way the direct linking. I think there you have to direct some cabling to the modem to have some. There I go again, even those brain fades. But I'll have all that stuff ready to go. And just some suggestions for a secondary radio to go along with the 100D. And the point of interest, yesterday I had to go up and see the mechanics and the at Northwestern, and I was able to hear this repeater from inside the parking garage, so it's doing a good job up that way.
All right, well, that's good to hear that it's getting up there in a parking garage. As for the cables you need, see, I haven't worked with an HRI 200, so I might have to do some research. Maybe you as well, look on YouTube, see what you can find, what cables are needed. Let's see, because with the repeater, there's only one cable. You don't need the audio or anything like that, and I don't know if you do with any other radio. You might not, because I think it's all controlled in that HRI 200 box. So I'll do some more research on that. As for the radio, obviously, you wanted an FDM 100. That would be ideal. What is out now? The FDM 2 or 300, but I don't think they're selling either one of those. So I think now, brand new, your only option, unless you want to do an HT, because Hayden, KD9HAY, he uses an FT5 as his node for the house, because he doesn't want to use it, you know, out mobile, so in the house, and he, I believe, probably puts it on a lower power, so it doesn't get real warm or anything, but, so that's an option. It'd have to be the, and you don't need the HRI 200, which, yeah, we knew that, Hayden, but he wants to use the HRI 200, so I'm thinking the FDM 350 is going to be your only other option, if anybody else has a better idea. But I think that would be the newest radio and the cheapest price, which still is not that cheap. Go ahead, Mike, or anybody else with a comment.
Okay, just real quick. I have all the cabling that goes to the WiresX, HRI 200. Everything came with it together for whatever radio I intend to use. I thought I would use the 100 for the transmit side, and whatever I'm going to use otherwise would be for the receive. So, and what I was referring to, the cabling, it's to have a direct, the brain fade is happening. The coming out of the modem for the internet to allow direct access to the internet, so it doesn't get messed up. And I knew I'd forget it as soon as I mentioned it, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Well, Hayden's saying port forwarding, which maybe, Maybe that's what you're talking about. Because the internet, the HRI 200 will get it from your computer. So, but yeah, you'll have to open up some ports more than likely to get traffic in and out. And that won't be difficult at all as long as we can have access to your modem. So you're going to need your username and password to get into your modem itself. Is that what you were talking about, Mike?
Yes, thank you for stimulating this senile old mind. I just couldn't think of it. But yeah, that's all I am. I'm going to move it from the room across the hall into my radio room so that I'll have everything right there in case of the normal things that you need to do, like reset and all that. So, but that's the plan.
Okay, very good. So you're looking for like a handheld that you want to talk into your FTM 100, and I believe you can use the FTM 100 directly, you know, with a microphone connected to the HRI 200 connected to the computer. I think it will still work. But if you want to use it, you just have to change the mode of the radio, and then if you want to use it as a repeater, kind of, for an HT, and really, you got two choices for HT, FT-70. Only two choices right now.
Okay. Yeah, I want it to be a standalone, on its own system, where I don't have to deal with anything else, so that receive and transmit are all by and of itself. So, and I was looking, there's some open boxes on the FT-70s. I don't know how many are left, but I was going to check on them as well.
I have not heard a bad word about an FT-70 other than battery life, but that's true for the FT-5. So if you're just going to use it basically for Wires X and stuff, that FT-70 would be a great radio. FT-5 is a great radio. But it has APRS and all that other stuff that you probably don't even need. So my guess would be an FT-70 is what you'd want to get.
Okay, I don't want to hog it up all on one conversation. Just food for thought.
Okie dokie. Well, when you're ready, let me know. Probably after the Hamfest, I'm going to be pretty busy up until that point. So. It'll probably be happy after that. So, all right, Mike. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Sorry to keep you waiting there. Other Mike, 89GY. Do you have anything for the net? I heard pretty much everything you said, but you're pretty noisy in there. I don't know if you got more power.
Okay, it's probably right there is about as good as I can do. I don't know. My fan and my power supply is making a lot of noise. So how's that sound?
It's better. You got a lot of bacon frying, but it is better. Repeat what you said to KF9WW, because he may not have been able to hear you. I have headset on, so I can hear quite a bit.
Okay, real good. KF9WW, Mike, you said to check out your QRZ page there, and I did. It's very, very impressive. I saw everything on there, and especially your work with the International Space Station. Very nice. Like it a lot.
Mike, if you want to comment.
Okay, thank you. KF9WW returning. Yeah, this is my my last hurrah, so I'm trying to make it the best. I've got some more pictures that I want to add to it to kind of round it out with step-by-step on a few things. So thanks for checking it out, and thanks for the kind words.
Yeah, you bet, you bet. Very nice. Okay, I don't know if conditions or propagation goofs me up. I got my little antenna here. It's 14 feet off the ground, static. So sometimes it seems like I can get out better, and tonight just not doing that well, I guess.
Oh, you're much better than you were the first couple times. We can hear you no problem now. You just got a little bit of static with you, but yeah, that's the way it works. And you said Michigan, right, is where you're at?
No, Stark County, Monterey.
I don't know what I was thinking, but I just think it's Michigan. It makes sense if it's spotty because the antenna where it's located on the tower kind of has a little bit of nulls in that direction. So, all right, Mike, do you have anything else?
That's it for right now, and hopefully in the summer maybe I could put that antenna outside and maybe it'll be a little nicer. But, yeah, everything else is great. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, if you're getting in that good in the attic there, I imagine getting it outside even just a foot or two off the roof will make a 100% difference. So, but, like I said, I think the last time you checked in, your full gliding sounded great. So it's just, you know, propagation, and you're coming in fine now once you bump the power up. So, all right, Mike, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And Hayden's got to go mobile, so before I forget, for swapping, she still has an FT710 with portable zero rails for 700 and an FTM300D, or 350, which I believe that 300D, oh no, you're looking for an HD, sorry. Yeah, Mike's looking for an HD. But anyway, but that FTM300D, that's a good radio too, so for 350. For, if anybody's interested, contact KD9HAY. If anybody wants to contact him right now, go ahead. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Net Control. Control, put the check-in list, Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November.
Yep, we got you in there, George, and you might be in a hurry there. So do you have anything for the net? N9OKA, I still have not forgot about you yet. So go ahead, George.
This is Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November. I was waiting for you to call for check-ins. I got to go somewhere at 8 o'clock. OKA had a question about those voices he heard. That's from the repeater in, at the Central High School in Hinsdale, Illinois. It's N9. I can't think of it right now. You can look it up. It's in. They got the same frequency you do. They just have a different tone, and the voice doesn't use a tone. So back to you there, Kurt. Thanks for picking me up. I'll be clear. Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November, 7-3.
Okay, George, very good. And, yeah, I'm not sure if that's the voices he's hearing. We never know what voices Mike might be hearing. well, thank you for that, George. Yeah, that repeater we hear every once in a while on this repeater. But we also have, and this might be what Mike's talking about, we have something coming through the All-Star link. It says CMM something, I forgot already. But, yeah. It's coming through the All-Star link, but we also do hear that repeater that you're talking about. So, George, thank you for checking in. We'll let you get going. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And before I get too far along, N9OKA, if you haven't fallen asleep, what was your comment, sir, if you can remember what it was, because I almost forgot that you even had a comment.
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I'm gonna get situated here. time to get information for do-it-yourself projects and that, but it's been a real pain as of late for me. Every 5 minutes I've been getting a commercial. Well, I was talking with someone here a while back, and he told me about ad blockers for YouTube to block the commercials. I did a little bit of checking. I installed two into my Firefox browser. They're Firefox extensions for the browser. I used AdGuard, AdBlocker, and uBlock Origin. I've not had a commercial since. I set the whole video nonstop, start to finish. It's great. It's good again. So I just wanted to pass that along. If anyone wasn't familiar with ad blockers for Firefox with YouTube, there you go. AdGuard, AdBlocker, and uBlock Origin. Back to that control, N9OKA.
Okay, Michael, thank you for that. I've recently downloaded DuckDuckGo. Yeah, DuckDuckGo. It's a browser, and it's supposed to block all that stuff, and it does. It has a DuckDuckGo player, they call it, and it takes away all the ads and everything. So, but it's also more secure online because it's not sharing anything, and you're not being the websites and everything aren't checking you out. So that's good advice there, Mike, for anybody using Firefox. But yeah, those ads can get annoying for sure. The only problem I have with that DuckDuckGo player, that if you want to read, you know, how in YouTube videos they have the comments section and or links to things that they're talking about, you can't see any of that with that DuckDuckGo player. So that's kind of a bummer, but maybe that'll change in time, but currently that's how it works. All right, Mike, thank you for that, and I'm sure you'll chime in if you come up with something else, if you got some articles or something this week. If not, that's okay too. Looks like Bill, KI9NG, I know he goes to bed soon, so we're going to get him in there real quick. He's on ham.live. Bill, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, thank you, Kurt. A little bit of a late start tomorrow, so staying up into the wee hours of the evening tonight. I put a chat on there. What was his call sign, Mike? There, N9WW something in there. KF9WW. Connect.44net.cloud. What an incredible service that is. I use it. There's no such thing as port forwarding when you're on a cell phone. And what it is, let me take a bite and I'll tell a little story. In the early days of the internet, amateur radio operators decided that they wanted access to some of these IP addresses, and there were lots of them, and nobody was ever going to use all of them, just like, 4 megs of RAM. Nobody would ever need more than 4 megs of RAM or 10 megs of hard drive space, but they were allocated for free all of the IP addresses that started with 44. And as amateur radio operators progressed, the ARDC was formed as a foundation to maintain ownership of all of those 44 IP addresses. And in 2019, the ARDC decided to sell off 25% of the 44 IP addresses for a record-breaking sum of $105 million, something like, roughly. I don't remember. I think maybe it was $103, whatever. So now the ARDC is currently sitting on $130 million after having given out $40 million in different
things, scholarships and grants and such. And one of the things that apparently they invested in the December period of last year was this service known as 44Net Connect. And what they've done is avoided all of the BGP routing that needs to be done in order for a typical user to be able to utilize one of these 44Net IP addresses. So now you sign up with the ARDC, send them a copy of your official copy of your license from the FCC. They'll verify it within a matter of hours, typically. And once that happens, you can request a 44Net Connect tunnel. When they review it and grant it to you, then they will give you a WireGuard configuration file, and I think I'm going to time out. And I got just a little bit more. I'll really take one more bite. Anyhow, you install WireGuard on whatever machine you would like to be behind the VPN tunnel, and then from then on, you'll be able to access that computer at an IP address that starts with 44. This totally eliminates the need for any port forwarding on a computer that you want to be able to access from the outside. So if it's an all-star node running on a Raspberry Pi, you get that going, and you don't have to do any port forwarding, and people can dial into your all-star node. The same thing would go for a WiresX server, or whatever you want to call that. I'm not totally up on all the terms for WiresX things, but that WiresX device, whatever it's connected to, that it's getting its IP address, have it run WireGuard, and it will look to the internet as if it has a 44Net IP address, and you won't have to deal with any port forwarding. But thanks for the net tonight, Kurt, and 7-3, and I'm going to head off to bed. Hopefully there's some information there. If KF9WW has any questions, he can certainly email me. I've got a good email address at QRZ, Kilo, India Niner, November Golf. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Bill. Well, thank you for that information. Yeah, you and I talked about that once, so I jotted down some more notes here. I'm going to kind of look into that as well. All right. You get some rest there. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. We also got KE9ALK Thomas chimed in on ham.live. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, greetings, everyone. I got busy with stuff, and I almost forgot about the net, but thankfully my wife reminded me. No, nothing for the net tonight. Just listening, and that's all I got. Thanks for doing the net, and KE9ALK, clear and listening.
Okay, Thomas. Well, thank you for checking in, and you and I are going to have to get together here soon. I got my coffee grinder in the mail today, so I got 5 pounds of, I don't remember, is it Starbucks, or what is it that you got there that need to be ground up for the Hamfest?
Yes, it is 5 pounds of Starbucks coffee. Yes, that sounds great. I was thinking about trying to use my Vitamix with the dry blade to grind it up, but that might be better. Just from what I've been looking at on YouTube, it doesn't, just Vitamix does not grind it very consistent.
Yeah, I was planning on buying a grinder anyway. So I got wanted to do only a 1/2 pound at a time, but excuse me. But that'll get the job done. Just got to do it a few times, so the sooner I get it from you, I can do a little bit here and a little bit there. But, yeah, I'll contact you. I think I still have your number. I'll have to look at my phone. But I'll give you a text or something, and we can meet up one day. All right, Thomas, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. We still haven't got to the information part of the net. This is cool. This is a good net so far. But we are going to ask one more time. General check-ins, anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Name is Kurt. Please call now.
AC9TWX.
W9DLP with BSK.
All right, we got KC9TWX, W9DLP, KB9BSK. If I did not call your call sign, try again because I think somebody was in there with Dave.
KB9ZDJ.
10-9-OKA, comment.
Okay, Mike, we got you at the comment there. So we're going to go ahead and get these check-ins first real quick. KC9TWX, Travis, do you have anything for the net?
No, not really. It was good to go to the meeting on Monday. We had a good time, good turnout of people, good to see some new people. The one gentleman that was there that could give first aid training and stuff, I think that would be something very good for the group. It's actually been something lately that I've been looking at wanting to do. So maybe that'd be something good to maybe have at a meeting, do some first aid training and stuff. But other than that, no, not much going on. Just waiting to get ready for HamFest here in a couple of weeks. With that, we'll give it back to Net Control. It's been KC9TWX.
Okay, Travis and Stacy, we got you in there. I forgot to tell you. KD9VGJ, we got you in there. Yep, Travis, I think that'd be a good idea. And I'm wondering if he's the same guy that did the training at my work, as a matter of fact, the next day. And my wife went through that training. And on the way home, she witnessed an accident. Guy passed out on Pine Lake Ave there and went airborne into the, I think it's the Redimax building right there across from McDonald's. Next door to Dunkin' Donuts, and she didn't really give any life-saving things, but everybody was trying to yank the wife out of the vehicle, and she made everybody stop and say, hey, we need to see if she's in pain first, see if there's any reason why we can't move her. So, yeah, she felt like she learned something and got to utilize it the same day. All right, Travis, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have W9DLP, Dave, and Sue, KB9BSK. Go ahead.
Net Control. Hello, Kurt, W9DLP here. Not really. Just left my EMA meeting. We looks like we're going to have a busy spring. And St. Patrick's Day parade, 5K runs, and that. So it looks like we're going to be a little on a busy side. Thanks for everybody who participated Saturday in the Siren Parish. And with that, I can't say nothing else from that. Back to Net Control.
Thank you. All right, Dave. Well, thank you for checking in. Thanks for doing the Siren Test Net every first Saturday of the month. My apologies once again. I don't lead by example very well, so... I did not check in. Being gone all week, I completely forgot it was the first Saturday, and I was out in my garage working on that stupid plow truck. So, anyway, maybe next time. I'll try to be there. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have KD9ZGJ. Stacy, do you have anything for the net?
No, nothing for the net. Just, you know, reiterating Travis's sentiments with it was good to see everybody at the meeting, new faces, old faces, and just, you know, trying to get all our ducks in a row for the HamFest upcoming. So I'll hand it back to you, KD9ZGJ.
Yep, I third all that. I totally agree. It was a very good meeting and a lot of, you know, a couple new faces and lot of the old same faces, which is good too. So we do appreciate all your guys' help and the efforts you're putting in, making all the signs and flyers and all that fun stuff. So much appreciated, both Travis and Stacy, for your guys' help. And yeah, it's coming fast. It'll be here before we know it. All right, Stacy, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. All right, I am going to go ahead and start the information part of the net. This is probably one of the later nights, and I was wanting to go to bed early tonight, but that's okay. I'm feeling good. So we'll get started with the information. I will ask for more check-ins, so don't worry if you didn't check in. And before I start the information, Mike, I did forget, but now I remember. N9OKA, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, well, you asked for it, so here it is. I got an article for you. It deals with ham clock. I don't know if you're familiar with ham clock and if anyone out there uses it or not, but fans of the ham clock shack accessory are still shaken by the death of its developer, and now they are working hard to preserve his legacy. With last month's tragic death of ham clock developer Elwood Downey, WB0OEW, the clock is ticking quite literally. On the way to salvage this popular shack accessory, so it remains useful beyond its scheduled sunset in June, Brian Wilkins, K04AQF, the developer of an open source alternative, has posted his work in progress on the GitHub website in hopes of providing real-time ham clock data feeds from publicly available locations such as PSK, Reporter, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And the final iteration of ham clock is version 4.2.2 with no further maintenance possible on its internet backend. News propagation, updates, DX, and other data will no longer be delivered to the device after it sunsets. Brian was not involved in the creation of the original ham clock, but said that his replacement project, a free open source Linux-based system, is an outgrowth of my own motivation and passion. And so that's basically the article there. There's this Brian has stepped up to the plate to try and keep ham clock going further. For those of you who use it or are interested in it, N9OKA, back to net control.
AC9HO net control. Okay, Mike, thank you for that article. And yeah, I've heard a little bit about that too, the unexpected passing. Speaking of that, I don't know if anybody's heard on OhioLINK, which is very big on WiresX, YSF. I think they even bridge over to DMR. And they might even bridge over to D-Star and All-Star even. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But they had an unexpected death of somebody that was a main person keeping that link alive. And now they're struggling to keep that link going, but sounds like they're well on their way. They've had people jumping in and volunteering to help keep it going. So I haven't been on there in a while, but it is a good link. It is a good WiresX link that I've listened to and talked on a few times. So if anybody uses that from on a regular, I wonder if it's still operating 100% or if they're having issues. But it sounds like they're getting it corrected, just like the ham clock. There's enough hams out there that are capable of doing that kind of thing, and I'm sure something will get going again. So, Mike, thank you for that article. And we will now let the repeater reset, and I'll get started on the information part. AC9HO, net control. All right, starting with area nets, as we always do. Area's District 1, serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The area's District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater. Might have had too much whiskey. 462.700, positive offset, and a 141.3 PL tone. And then don't forget the Aries Information Training Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central on the K9JSI repeater. That repeater has a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. And then don't forget the all-important LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net. Definitely more important than this net, but I don't know if everybody's available at that time as they are on Wednesday nights. the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970, W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with net control operator W9DLP 30 minutes prior to for updated location requirements. The next siren testing, sorry, I got a scratchy throat. The next siren testing net will be March 7th. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on the internet on the K9DEW repeater 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WD9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And then don't forget Fulton County Skywarn Net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Frequency Coordination Net every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. They start there and then they move off to other frequencies to do simplex contacts and whatnot. And last but not least, LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. This net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be March 9th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We have had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. As a matter of fact, at the September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website, and those membership dues, you know, you don't have to be a member. Use the repeaters or come to the meetings, but they really do help. The dues help pay for the repeaters' maintenance and things like that. You can go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the home page, click Club Membership. When the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a membership form. Fill out that form, email it to us, mail it to us, whatever you want to do. And then under there is the Pay Online button. Click the pay online, fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. This feature is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant in Michigan City, 402 West, US 20, Michigan City. Another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, fill out your application there or somewhere, and when you return it to attention to Captain Jesse at the police station lobby. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. I lost my spot. To play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern time. Goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about the Potato Creek POTA, especially this time of year, you definitely want to check it out before you go driving out there, because they may not be going due to weather. Get on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, to find out the details on upcoming gatherings. All right, weather at a glance. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 21, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 35, calm wind, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Friday, sunny with a high near 43. Southwest wind 5 to 10. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 28. Southwest wind around 5. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 44. It's like springtime. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. And Monday, to start your week, and apparently according to the website, it's Washington's birthday, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. And Tuesday is looking like 53. Oh, and Wednesday, 56. I usually stop at Monday, but goes up to Wednesday, 56, I'll take it. Okay, K9OVO, he mentioned on ham.live that last month he paid his dues for 2026. That is correct, it's definitely 2026, but on the website it said, or at least on the PNC website, I'm guessing, said 2025. I'll have to take a look at that, Chris. Thanks for letting me know. I did my dues too the other day and I didn't even notice that, so good catch. I will check that out. All right, general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
AC9EJP.
All right, we got Rich in there, KC9DJP. Got tongue-tied there because I was just thinking about Jeff. KC9NAP says that Rich don't ever get on the radio. I said you just don't catch him at the right time. Rich, club president, do you have anything for the net?
No, just Hamfest. Looking for volunteers to help out with things. I think we don't have to worry about a setup. Tear down, we will. But we've got other things going on. We'll have VE testing. We'll need some people to help with getting the visitors in the right areas and so forth. So concession help. We need help with concessions. All hands aboard, and I will gladly take them all. And for old Jeffrey, tell him he can reach me at 6:01 every morning. But I don't think he gets up that early.
Oh, I've heard him on Simplex that early. Well, at least my early. I think you might get up earlier. I don't know. I roll through about... What time do I go through? I got to be to work at 6. So I'm cruising right around 5:30-ish. Is that before or after you?
Yeah, I'm, at that time, I'm just hitting the snooze button for about 5 more minutes.
Ha
right, yeah. I don't usually talk on the radio in the morning. I don't typically drink my coffee till I get to work, and you don't want to see Kurt before coffee, so, or talk to him, really, so. But Bob mentioned on ham.live, no help for setup. If you want to show up, Bob, I'm sure there's something we got to do, because we got to definitely organize. We might have to move some tables, but we definitely got to get it set up. You know, certain vendors want to be by other vendors, so there's going to be some planning there, and just a visit. But if you got something you got to do, I think we'll be okay. But yeah, if you want to come out, we'll be there. Noon, about noon, right, Rich? About noon on Friday.
Yeah, about noon, and hopefully, I just got permission from the fairgrounds that the event the weekend before us, which has their layout very similar to ours, they're going to leave their tables up. So maybe we might have some minor sweeping to do, but hopefully the brunt work is already done until we tear them down for that night.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's going to help out a lot. Even if we got to rearrange it a little bit, it's the bulk of it will be done. So, but Bob will be there, he said, so there's one. And Saturday sounds like we'll be set up pretty good, so especially in the concession area with Chris and his team that he's going to bring. So that's going to help a lot. All right, Rich. Well, thank you for checking in. Drive careful out there. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and feel free to jump in if you got anything else you need to add. I'm going to go ahead and open the swap and shop. I will now open swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? The swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. It should almost be a mandatory thing that the month of February swap and shop is canceled. We want you to bring it to the Hamfest. All right. The swap and shop will remain open till the end of the net. Are there any other check-ins? Sorry. Any other check-ins? Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now.
DLP.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, reminder what we talked about earlier. We'll be listening to 675 also for check-in, or not check-in, for talking.
Yep. I also forgot to announce the net, or the net, the Hamfest, which Rich kind of did that for me. But, yeah, to Dave's point, that's not what I wanted. Anyway, to Dave's point, the talk-in is this repeater, 146970, the K9JSI, 146610, and Dave's going to be doing the talk-in, and he said he will also be listening to the GMRS LaPorte repeater. Dave, can you give that frequency again, please?
It'll be 462-675-1413PL, and an offset of minus 5 megs. So you're going to transmit 467-675 and receive on 462-675.
Okay, thank you for that. I did have the frequency right. I knew it was 675, but I couldn't remember if it was 442 or what it was. But so, yes, if any GMRS licensed people are listening, we will have somebody listening to that LaPorte frequency if you need help getting into the fairgrounds. So speaking of the Hamfest, LaPorte County Cabin Fever Hamfest, February 28th, 2026 is coming up fast. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the LaPorte County Fairgrounds. $8 to get in the door. Talk-in, as we just mentioned, is on this frequency and the K9JSI 146.610 and 442.675, which is the LaPorte GMRS repeater. If you need more
more information on the Hamfest and tables. You can still buy tables. You can buy tables the day of. We will have plenty of space. There is no worries there. But if you want to ask any more questions about the Hamfest, you can email us at cabinfeverhamfest@gmail.com. The LaPorte Cabin Fever Hamfest is sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Look forward to seeing everybody there. All right, any other check-ins, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KE9ALK.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Oh, sorry about that. I had the mic away from my mouth. I was taking a drink. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, you sounded really far away there for a second, but that's okay. Two things I'm planning on helping set up on Friday, and I have something to give away for swap and shop. Just if anyone is the idea of making a tape measure Yagi antenna, I have the remaining approximately 15 feet of 1-inch tape measure if anybody wants to use that to make a tape measure antenna. That's one thing you don't have to buy at least. Just let me know if you run into me sometime and I'll give it to you. Back to net control, KE9ALK.
All right, Thomas, that's very considerate of you there and generous. I would almost build a second one just so you have it, you know. Have you tested out the antenna yet, or you just got it all cut up and just need to assemble it?
Yeah, it's all cut up, and the PVC portion is assembled, and I still just need to finish assembling it and solder the connections. It's one of those ongoing, little bit here, little bit there projects.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You're talking to the guy that knows all about that. So, all right. Well, you let us know how that works for you when you get it all set up. First time I didn't build one. I cheated, and I bought an elk antenna many, many moons ago. And I've used it exactly one time. I really need to start playing with it more. But I did make satellite contact, and that was cool. And I did not have a full duplex radio, did not know you needed one. I did the best I could, and I made one contact about 500 miles away. I was so unprepared, I didn't have a log, I didn't write it down. I don't even remember exactly where it was at, but it was about 500 miles, so... It was cool. I definitely need to, especially before the ISS comes down, definitely need to get on there and make some more contacts. All right, Thomas, you're lighting a fire for me, so I got to get that done. But anybody wants some tape measure to make their own tape measure Yagi, get a hold of Thomas, KE9ALK. Does anybody want to get a hold of Thomas right now? Go ahead. Okay, Thomas. Well, we can keep advertising that for you. And sooner or later, somebody's going to bite. You never know. It might even be me. I should build one just to build it. So, but I got too many projects already. I got to stop adding some. But if anybody's interested in a small HT that seems to work good, I got these. We're giving them away at the Hamfest. We got four of them. Not sure how we're going to give them away yet, because I wanted to give four away. But they're packaged. I might have to come up with some other boxes. They're packaged together, because I bought them as two, and they came with two batteries. Two batteries for each radio, I think. Maybe there's only one battery. Oh, man, I gotta look at that again. Anyway, three antennas for each radio. You got a little stubby that's really good for, like, an all-star node or... It won't work on a hotspot because hotspots are digital, typically. But on like an all-star node or something, or if you're really, really close to a repeater, it'll work for that. It comes with a 3-inch or maybe a 4-inch rubber duck, and then it comes with a longer 15 or 16-inch antenna. Kind of looks like the Goya antenna, and that seems to work very well. The other two antennas, at least from my house to this repeater, not so well, but the long one worked out really well. But that, I was pretty impressed with those minis. I didn't realize how small they were and cheap. I got two of them with all that for $40. So, on Amazon. Can't beat it. It's a Chinese radio. I know some people have feelings about that. But I thought it was an excellent radio. Worked very well. And I programmed it from the keypad. Can you believe that? You almost couldn't do that with a Baofeng before.
KC9CWX.
Here, go ahead, Travis.
I got a couple more things to add, if I could.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First thing is on the chicken band, and I know a lot of guys don't like the chicken band, but they do run two nets. One on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock on channel 17 a.m. The other net runs at 7 p.m. on Friday nights on 37 lower sideband. And believe it or not, I've been hearing guys in Valpo, Hobart, Chesterton, Portage, all in those areas over here in La Porte. So that's been really great. The next thing, I've been working with Meshtastic, which I haven't got to work quite that well as they do on YouTube that I've seen some of the guys do. But there is a group of people in La Porte that have been getting together trying to build the mesh network in La Porte. As soon as I get my stuff up and going and make some contacts with them, I am going to get in contact with them to try to get some ideas on what they want to do. I'm thinking that if I reached out to Danny and we put something up on the tower for Meshtastic that was solar powered, I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with it. But that's just one of my thoughts with that. But there is a group, and if I find out any more with this group, if they're going to meet, I know they had a meeting a week or two ago at the library here in La Porte, and I'm going to try to get into one of their meetings and talk with them. And I'll be posting some stuff about that on my YouTube or on my Facebook page as well. But just a couple of things I wanted to add out there.
Okay, Travis. Yeah. Thanks for adding that. Because there's a lot of stuff that happens that I don't get in my preamble that I rely on all you guys to help advertise. So that's cool. That's cool. Thank you for advertising that. And on Ham.Live, we got KA9OVO is asking a question. Basically, he's wanting to build an all-star node, which I have done. Hayden has also done. And Chris, any radio will work with that all-star node, any analog radio. K5 Plus Pro. K5. What's K5? Is that in Raspberry Pi? So, if you get on YouTube, this is how I did it. And also Bill, AI9NG, another great resource. But if you go on the YouTube and go to Ham Crusader, he has a lot of videos on how to make an all-star node. There are actually a ton of videos on YouTube. That's how I did it, because I would probably still have to do it because I can't remember everything I did. But you already got the Raspberry Pi, so now you need the, if you're wanting to make it a repeater in your house, you're going to need the hat, I think they call it, with an SA818 chip in it, which is the transmitter that you can set up to a specific frequency. And see there, Bill put in a link there for you, there, Chris, on ham.live. Chris, KA9OVO, you got a question you'd like to ask on the radio, go ahead.
Well, I talked to a lot of people that are using them now. It's when I first got my license back in the late 70s, my first license, before I took a long hiatus, none of that stuff was available. And since I've been traveling now, I've been talking to some handheld for the Pi, and then they just use their phone or something else for a hotspot. And it seems like something I'd be really interested in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the All-Star node is one way to do that for sure. And Bill posted on ham.live there. I just clicked the link. It's an All-Star RF node, UHF radio programming module Pi hat. Looks like it just plugs in USB into your Pi. And then you got to do all the software programming on the Pi, too, which I assume none of that's been done yet. Correct. You haven't put ASL3 or ham VoIP. Right now, everybody currently is using, well, not everybody, but everybody I know is using ASL3 currently, but there's nothing wrong with ham VoIP either. That's a good one, just an old one. It's kind of getting a little outdated, but it still works fine. Have you done any of that yet, Chris?
Just started looking into it. Well, for a couple of weeks now, I've been searching on the net for something about the interface that you need to make between your handheld and the Pi. I've only found an interface for two different radios. They're both by the same manufacturer. Apparently, they're very popular. But anyway, I have somebody who's willing to build the interface for me. I buy the parts and such. But it's that interface that I was told to read about first. So I was looking for information on that. I did write somebody who is a member of the club because I was given their name, but that was, I don't know, a week ago and haven't heard anything yet. So.
It's an error. I hope it wasn't me. I tend to not check my emails as often as I should, but I think what you mean by interface, and it's not radio specific. When you make an All-Star node, any analog radio can get into it, so it's not radio specific. But I think what you're meaning by interface is basically the RF transmitter that you need to connect to the Pi, which then turns it into a transmitter, basically, receiver, transmitter, and that's what Bill shared in ham.live there, and it plugs right in USB, right into a Raspberry Pi, and it will transmit and receive on 440 frequency, on a UHF frequency, and it will work like a portable repeater, and then the Raspberry Pi will connect to your phone and get internet from your phone. Does that make sense?
What I was told was that you did this thing that plugs into the microphone and external speaker jack on the handheld, and your microphone, your speaker microphone plugs into it, and this interface plugs into the Raspberry Pi for transferring all the information. And you use the hotspot off your phone.
Okay, yep, I see what they're doing. Instead of, that's why it's radio specific, now I'm starting to understand. You're basically using the Baofeng, for example, we'll just use that as an example, as the radio, we'll call it the repeater in a way. It will set your frequency and everything. Yep, you can do that. That I have not done. And I'm sure there's a way. Really, the easiest way is what Bill posts on ham.live there. You just purchase that, and I don't know what kind of configuring it will need in the Raspberry Pi, but you might just plug it in. I don't know if Bill's still listening or wants to get on the radio, but Bill, if you want to comment, go ahead.
KI9NG. I'd be glad to build him one. What he's talking about sounds more like a radioless node. Have him shoot me an email. KI9NG@proton.me. Now I'm going QRT. I'm more than happy to help. KI9NG.
Okay, very good. Well, I think what he's trying to do, Bill, is like on the All-Scan. They make those full duplex All-Star nodes with the two HTs. I think what he's talking about is basically having one HT and having a sound card or something in between the radio and the Raspberry Pi talking to each other, and using the HT as a receiver / transmitter and transmitting into that HT with a different HT. Is that correct, Chris?
Actually, Bill, you are the one I sent the email to. I was just double-checking your email address on February 5th. I sent the email. I was speaking to... I didn't have the guy's call sign here. He had 79 PRK. It says he just has the sound card interface, his radio, and the Pi. And he uses the radio and connects the Pi to the hotspot on his phone, and that's it.
Okay, I'm not sure what he's using, because the node that I have a Raspberry Pi, and I bought it from kitsforhams.com, which is not exactly the cheapest one you can get, but it has what's called a hat on top of the Pi, and Bill actually posted on there, he helped him build that, he helped Rob build what he's using. So, Bill, I'm assuming it's a lot like what I'm using. It has a hat with an SA818 chip, and it's basically a radio. It's a receiver / transmitter, a transceiver. So, you can just use an HT connected Wi-Fi to your phone and then talk into it with any radio. So, I think we're talking about the same thing, Chris, just getting terminology mixed up on my end, so... But get a hold of Bill, and maybe he went to your spam folder, Bill, because he said he emailed you once. Might have went to your spam. You never know. Anything else, Chris?
That does look like it would be the easier way, rather than having them physically connected together, which is what the other guy did.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want it connected together. I don't think that would be the easiest to use, but probably not super difficult. But mine, I can actually leave it in my truck and walk away and talk on it, you know, at a decent distance if I wanted to. Bill's already offering to build you one at cost, whatever the parts cost. You probably won't get anything cheaper than that. But if money wasn't an issue, and my recommendation would be something called ClearNode, and the only reason I say that is they will actually, you tell them what frequency you want, you give them your call sign, and they'll set it up for you. So, and then also, if you did need to make changes, it connects to your cell phone, and you can do all the changes right from your cell phone. But definitely go and asking for Bill to do it there for you, you won't get any cheaper than that. I can't remember the cost, but it wasn't much.
I know absolutely nothing about this, and I'm kind of a dumb old man. I think I'll wait to speak to Bill, and I will, in the meantime, purchase that other item to add to the pie that he sent the link for. Unless build one for me for less.
Yep, I would hold off purchasing anything until you make contact with Bill. We don't want to bug him anymore because he wants to get to bed. So, yeah, make contact with Bill. Send him another email, maybe two or three. Say, hey, check your spam. But, yeah, I think you'll like it. And you can connect to any node anywhere in the world that's on there. You can even connect to this repeater from that node once you get it up and running. All right, Chris. Let me see if I have it. I didn't want to double with you. All right, well, thank you for that, Chris. Hopefully we got you on the right path there. I would love to build another one. I just currently, with the Hamfest coming up and everything, there's no way I could commit. So, but any way I can help, my email, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at ac9ho.com. So feel free to ask me any questions or anything. And if you can't get a hold of Bill, I got his number. I can nudge him for you. So. All right, Chris, thank you for that. And the other will do last call, I think. Here it is, 5-9, so been a good net. I'm so close to hitting 30 check-ins. I'm at 24. 30 is my record. If I hit 30, I broke my record. But anyway, anybody anywhere, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
WB9W, number 30, Whiskey Bravo 9 Whiskey, Chicago.
Well, Pete, thank you. You don't count for 6 check-ins, unfortunately, but you did give me number 25. I said I was close. I didn't say it was there. Pete, you got anything for the net?
No, nothing for the net. Not tonight. Okay, so I just wanted to check in. You guys are really going late here, okay. And we're just scanning the bands and heard activity here on this frequency, so... I stopped the scan, and there you are, and that's still going. Okay, well, good to hear you, and I hope hope all your snow melted out there.
Oh, it's definitely making a mess of things, so it's well on its way to melting, that's for sure. And I got a membership to a car wash, and I can't even get into the darn thing because the line's a mile long, so, yeah. All right, Pete. Well, thank you for stopping by and checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, another call, real quick call. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Oh,
an apology.
Apparently, I got Bill's reply on the 5th, and it went straight to my trash, not even to my spam.
I hate it when that happens. I've actually had that happen before. Well, I think he's still listening. So, Bill, he did get your message, and he found it. So, glad you guys can connect.
I always look in spam, but why would I look in trash?
Oh, exactly. Sometimes if you know you're expecting something, just do a search. You usually have that search bar somewhere in your email program, and it should search even the trash. Alrighty. Well, I did say last call, but somebody keeps coming back to me, so we'll do it again. Anybody anywhere? AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Adam Victor Whiskey, Carl Orland Park.
Oh, that's a new one for me, and I think I butchered it. I got Whiskey Bravo 9, Alpha Whiskey Victor. I think I screwed that up.
Alpha Victor Whiskey, automatic Volkswagen. First part's right. Whiskey Bravo 9, Adam Victor Whiskey.
Ah, see, I had all the right letters, just in the wrong order. Perfect. I got Carl on my screen, is that correct?
QSL, Orland Park, Illinois.
All right, Carl. Sounding good tonight. Do you have anything for the net?
Negative. Usually scanning around just like BBW or whatever there. Just heard, heard you guys talking. Figured I'd end up, what, number 31 now?
You guys over there in Chicago count high, you know, count fast. Nope, still 27. I need three more. Three more and I break my record.
All right, well, we're trying. It's WB.ABW.
No, thank you very much, Carl. Thank you very much. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Anybody else, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. I actually think my record's 28, but I was hoping for 30. I've never broke 30. But we're really close tonight. We got 27. Been a really good net. I've had a lot of fun. I appreciate everybody checking in. But I'll do one more. This will be last call. This is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere? I tell you what, I've been a firm believer in sore throats and whiskey. You know, whiskey takes care of it. And it definitely helped tonight. I feel a lot better than when I started the net, that's for sure. So, all right, that's it. We're going to close this thing. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. And we had 27 check-ins. Had a lot of fun, a lot of questions. Hopefully we helped somebody. And if not, hopefully we entertained somebody. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO. I will be clear at 9:02 Central Time, 73, and everybody have a good evening.
That's Rich Kirk. I'll talk to you later, W9DLP.
73, Dave.
73. Well, I was wrong again, A9OVO, but I finally did the old here from Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I was just replying to your comment on there. Yeah, it happens. But I think he might be emailing you, because if you look up the list there, he asked what your call sign was, and I gave it to him. So he might be emailing you. And if I would email him again. And if for some reason you can't get a hold of him, feel free to email me, and I'll nudge him a little bit. It just sounds to me like you guys are just missing each other. Whether spam or trash or whatever.
Yes, he did write that. Yeah, I looked through my spam, looked through my trash, and way down in my trash, I found someone who sent the same message to. Their name was also Bill. I thought it was him, but yes, he has sent me his phone number, so I will get in contact with him. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. I think one of my projects I might do next winter, I might start putting some notes together and not selling them to make money, but definitely selling them at cost for somebody like you that wants to get on All-Star and wants to try it out. Might be something fun to do. I like putting them together. They're a lot of fun. All right, Chris, I'm going to jump out of here. We'll talk to you later. 73 AC9HO. Ooh, I was about to shut the radio off, and I noticed we got a New Jersey station signed into the repeater. Cool. AC9HO.
MI3 Network.